Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg is here to talk about money and other things from Homeside Financial. How you doing, Dave?
I'm great, Bob. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Yes, same to you, and I'm glad it's Tuesday already. And I'm curious, like a lot of people are, what's your take on this? All these investment analysts are making different predictions as to what happens to the markets if a Democrat wins, what happens if a Republican wins. I saw a little note on this going back to 1946, analysis finds little meaningful correlation in stock returns and party control of the White House. How have you experienced it?
I've been doing mortgages. I've been originating loans since August of 2000, so I've been through a couple of election cycles, and I will tell all of our listeners through my vast experience of this will be the, I think, fourth or fifth election that I've been in the mortgage business. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It all has to do with the economy. And if you're out there, this one's better for the economy than the other. Here's what I'll tell you. When Bush 2 introduced HARP 1, when the economy was slowing down, Obama came in, introduced HARP 2, which solidified the housing market, and homeowners benefited from that because home values dropped 30 to 50%, 70% in some listening areas, and listeners were able to refinance their homes. So I really don't give two beans who's in the White House. As long as the economy's good and we're safe and everything's rolling, it really doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or Republican, in my professional, humble opinion.
Isn't it true, though, that as far as the markets are concerned, one thing that doesn't go over well, uncertainty. So if that's the case, then it would figure that once you have an election result, things get better.
Sure. And look what happened when Obama stepped in Obama first administration, right? Things were, there was blood running in the streets with the economy. I mean, it was horrible. And they put some economic stimulus into effect. It took a little while to get going. Then they put more economic stimulus into effect. Things got going. Things got better. And we're all good. And everybody's happy, fat and happy. And things got better. Listen, the good thing about the American economy is that we're Americans. And what do we do better than anybody else in the world? We spend our money. Okay. And most people spend money that they don't have. And that's what gets the economy back going.
True.
And they get into debt. So lower interest rates are helping our listeners refinance their debt, lower their monthly payments, pay their homes off faster, which is going to put them into a better position down the road.
You had a caller on your Saturday morning show, and there was a question about using home equity the line of credit for a mortgage.
Yeah, it was a great call. And after the show, I got a ton of emails for it, so I thought it'd be very topical for today when I came in today. John is 80. His wife is 80. They live in Frankfurt. They owed $120,000 on their mortgage. Home's worth about $350,000. According to John, I asked him on the show. He had plenty of assets. He had plenty of income coming in. Long story short, the question was, I'm thinking about converting my mortgage, $750-some payment into a line of credit, which would drop it to about $400, save himself $350. Did I think it was a great idea? I said, absolutely. I thought it was a wonderfully tremendous idea because I don't see interest rates jumping up anytime soon. The prime rate would have to double in order for him to equal where he's at today, and he could always roll into a reverse mortgage if and when he needed it and he ran out of income coming in. Talked to him on the way home after the show. He fully understood. He got it, and he's going to call Sherry Jen at Republic Bank to open up a HELOC today to reduce his payment over $300.
Talk a little bit about that other issue you were dealing with over the weekend, selling a home to kids, and apparently there's a right way and a wrong way to do this.
Yeah, so long-time listener of the show called me after the show, and he's like, hey, listen, I bought this home years ago. My kid, my son's been living there with his, he got married, has a granddaughter. The home's worth about three. I only owe two on it. I just want to sell him the home for two. I'm like, stop yourself right there. Don't do that. Sell him the home for what it's worth at three. Give him a gift of equity which is $100,000. He goes in with 66% loan to value instead of the 3% his son had to put down. Instantly gets a lower rate, no PMI, and he gets in at a much lower rate, and it helps his son out because it doesn't destroy the value within the entire area that he's owned that house for the past, I think, 10 years he's owned the house. So son's going to buy the house from dad. Dad's going to give him a gift of equity, 100% legal. It's a mortgage term. He's just gifting him the equity of the home. Son goes in at 66% loan to value, much lower rate, much lower payment.
Want to take a quick call
sure,
here?
Bring it on.
Listener has a question. Throw on some headphones, and David Hopper will be able to hear Doreen from Bourbonnais. What's your question, Doreen?
Hi, David.
Hey, Doreen.
I just have a very quick question. My daughter and her husband put their mortgage in forbearance last October when he lost his job. He has since, just within the last 4 weeks, found another job. And I was curious, does it take a long time to refinance after you've been in forbearance?
That's a great question. That is a great question. And I covered it, I think, the last time I was on, Bob, or, you know, somebody's show. Here's the current rules, Doreen. The current rules are, if your son gets himself out of forbearance and the lender and the servicer that he's working with adds months to the loan, like he adds another year to the loan, right? He started out at 360, a 30-year fixed loan. It's now a 372. What we have to do is, according to current rules, we have to wait, all mortgage originators have to wait 12 months after the bank modifies the loan before your son can refinance out of his current loan. Does that make sense?
Yes. And so they have the option of paying the mortgage back or adding it to the end. Would you recommend they add it to the end?
Well, here's the deal. If they've got the dough to pay it off right, and get caught up right now, then they could refinance immediately. But a lot of people don't have 12 months worth of mortgage payments. You're talking October to basically October, right? That's 15, 20 grand to a lot of our listeners out there, if not more. So if he has that money to get caught up today and his rate sucks, he should probably consider that, and then he could get into a much lower rate. He could refinance immediately with any mortgage originator out there. If he doesn't have the money and he depleted his assets, it might be a safer position for your son to tack it on the back and be in a defensive mode.
Thanks for calling and for listening, Doreen. To be continued with David on Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday morning at 10 on WGN. Dave, vote for me. I will guarantee a chicken in every pot.
Absolutely. With noodles and Kreplach.
News in 2 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.